Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Hello. I have entitled this talk, Raising the Bar. I'm just going to pray, ask God to bless this time together. Dear Lord, I thank you for your great love for us, and I pray that you speak your truth during this time. Thank you for this blessing to be here as one. Amen. I started drafting a talk, and I've based it on a passage from Jeremiah we've just heard. The passage is one of a select readings, or a select number of readings, within the Common Worship Book. Something I purchased off Amazon's. I bought it looking for a daily devotional. John laughed when it arrived, and I must admit I thought it was quite dry and way too highbrow for my needs. But actually, I persevered with it, and it's been a really lovely, lovely constant and a beautiful prompt. So I was reading this passage when I was preparing for this talk, and bits of it started coming out at me. So I thought actually, within this kind of talk, what we do is we go through those parts, and I wanted to comment on how I think God is sending these messages to us today, and then I'm going to move on and see whether these things that we draw out from Jeremiah resonate also with the passage from Matthew, the Golden Rule. And shamefully, I didn't really know the Golden Rule, but I know it now. Okay, so Jeremiah. Number one, straight off the bat, it says, give praise in everything, in our weakness, in our glory, in our remnants. Tell who God is and give praise. Proclaim, give praise and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. You know, so when we're down and in trouble, that's the song, and we need a helping hand. Rather than lamenting, rather than kind of considering our bad fortune, actually, we need to give praise. There's a saying that I like. I don't know where it's from, probably the Bible. But it's that we were born to worship. My life is to praise. So let's give praise to God always. Two, a great company. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind, the lame, those with children and those in labour, together, a great company. That's you. How great and how awesome do you feel? Do you recognise that you are the most valued person on earth? Do you recognise that you have been chosen by God? Do you look around at your congregation, your front room, and see princes and princesses? Do you see the inheritors of God's kingdom sat next to you? That is you. Sit straight. Be proud. We are a great company. Let's rewind. That's my third note of this passage. Let's rewind. Do we seem like a great company? Have we limped in here today? Have we begrudgingly taken our chair and turned the TV on? Has this week brought us to our knees? Do we shrug a reply? Are we broken by what's on our backs? Let's rewind. Within Jeremiah, among the blind and the lame, those with children and those in labour, a great company. We are great. We are a great company brought together by God. Hands up who identifies more with the blind and the lame and less with the great. Hands up who thinks they could be great but they've got other demands. Caring for loved ones, children, family, work, money, sin, anxiety. God says we are great now. God says you are exactly where you are meant to be. But He knows your suffering. He knows your pain. Truly, he compensates for your weaknesses and for your hardships. He gives you a straight path with a brook of water. Let's imagine that. Indulge me. Close your eyes. Can you see a straight path, flat with no bumps? Tree branches hanging overhead, providing shade and a break from the wind. The shore to the right of you, so shallow and clear, a comforting path, a path for returning to God. God wants you now, as you are. There's a Skunk Anansie song, Weak As I Am. I'm not sure it's theologically sound, but God wants you weak as you are. Don't wait for your diary to be clear or your heart to be whole. For our purpose, our one calling is to praise. And moving on to Matthew, if we are great, if we are wanted as we are, so we should think others are great. The Golden Rule states, do to others what you would have them do to you. Matthew 7:12. I think what has resonated with me is that this perhaps is currently being adhered to in its lowest form. I can treat others how I wish to be treated, as I just want someone to be kind and to be treated fairly. Do we hear that a lot? Do we hear that I just want people to be nice? I just want people to be fair. Gosh, how beige, how vanilla. What about being loved unconditionally? Let your eyes look higher, bolder, and more courageously, and then give that to others in the same way that God has given it to us in this passage from Jeremiah. It seems the higher you set the bar, the higher your reward. If you treat someone with lavish generosity and limitless love, we mirror God's actions and Jesus's love for us. We have to raise the bar. We have to think of ourselves as great and others as great too. When treating others as we want to be treated, don't settle for kindness and equality. Demand unfailing love, demand justice, demand mercy, and give it to others. Hard, but perhaps that's the golden bit in the Golden Rule. We need to raise the bar, treat ourselves as precious in the sight of God, and in turn treat others as precious in the sight of God. I'm done with equality and fairness. We need our biases, our bias to the poor, to the widow, to the vulnerable, to the sad of heart, our bias towards those who society neglects, who are overlooked and not accommodated for. God has seen them. And God sees us. He gives us a great company, a straight path, a brook of water.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.